Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 28 of the government shutdown with no end in sight. We've got the story.
A Wichita man has been sentenced for running a human trafficking operation. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Our Kansas City man arrested for suspicion of child abuse. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Widespread dense fog across south central Kansas will slow us down a bit this morning, but rain will transition to light freezing rain and snow by late tonight. Our full forecast and how much we can expect is coming up.
You're grounded. That's the message from President Trump to several Democrat lawmakers planning a trip overseas via a military aircraft as a partial government shutdown drags on.
One top Democrat calling it vindictive, another saying
the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade.
Congressman Adam Schiff, one of several Democrats whose planned overseas trip was canceled today last minute. President Trump denying lawmakers, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a military plane bound for Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan. In a statement, the president blaming the ongoing partial government shutdown, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
President Trump's move comes after Speaker Pelosi called for postponing his State of the Union address. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Red Cross is assisting a family of three after a house fire in South Wichita. That fire called in last night in the 500 block of West Zimmerly. Firefighters reported seeing smoke as they arrived. That fire was caused by a blaze in an oven. There were no injuries.
A Wichita man has been sentenced to 47 and a half years in prison for human trafficking.
33-year-old Christopher Reed used social media to sell drugs and promote prostitution. His youngest victim, 17. He was convicted in December of 19 crimes, including rape, human trafficking, and commercial sexual exploitation of a child. Evidence during the trial showed Reed used a vacant apartment in a Wichita building he owned to post photos of teenage runaways online and to force them to work in prostitution. District Attorney Mark Bennett said in a news release that Reed was on parole for voluntary manslaughter while he was trafficking teen girls and young women. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At least one person is dead and another critically injured after a shooting at a church in Houston, Texas.
One female was shot and killed in the parking lot of the church. Another female, she is in critical condition. From what the Sheriff's Department is telling us, the suspect is a relative of both of those women. All three people involved are related. Now, the suspect fled the scene, so the Sheriff's Department, they're trying to find that person right now.
That's Randy Wallace with Fox affiliate KRIV in Houston.
A 37-year-old Arkansas City man has been arrested for suspicion of child abuse and child endangerment. Eric Christopher Brown, arrested on two felony counts each of abuse of a child and criminal use of weapons, and one felony count of aggravated endangering a child. He is also facing several drug charges. And police say officers were dispatched to South Central Kansas Medical Center on January 5th after a 20-month-old child was hospitalized with severe burns. The child is now in a Wichita hospital being treated for burns. Brown was arrested Tuesday and booked into the Cowley County Jail. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Gearing up for the big Chiefs-Patriots game on Sunday evening. And we'll have highlights and previews coming up for you in sports.
2018, a busy year for South Central and Southeast Kansas chapter of the American Red Cross. We're going to tell you about that story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. 2018 was a busy year for the South Central and Southeast Kansas chapter of the American Red Cross, headquartered in Wichita. Executive Director Shannon Wedge tells KNSS News.
We collected 48,000 units of blood. We responded to over 340 house fires, and we trained over 11,000 people through our training services programs. So we reach a lot of people.
Shannon Wedge, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Terrorism charges have been filed against an Arizona man who was shot by police.
Court documents accuse Ismael Hamid of providing support to ISIS and committing an act of terrorism. Authorities saying the 18-year-old called 911 last week asking to speak with a deputy at a sheriff's substation near Phoenix.
That subject began to throw rocks at our deputy and then pulled out a knife and advanced on him aggressively.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone says Hamid ignored repeated commands to drop the weapon.
Eventually, the deputy fired on the subject once he was within about 2 to 3 feet.
Investigators concluding Hamid was in the process of being radicalized but likely acted alone. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
House Democrats are getting some Twitter tips from a freshman congresswoman.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez helping House Democrats up their social media game. The New York congresswoman giving a Twitter briefing alongside Connecticut Representative Jim Himes. The session hosted by the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee to hone in on the most effective ways to engage constituents on Twitter and the importance of digital storytelling. Ocasio-Cortez has seemingly mastered the art. She has over 2.4 million Twitter followers, more than the other 63 freshman Democratic lawmakers combined. The 29-year-old tweeting she was thrilled to offer some insights to her colleagues. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And we've got fog in the area, visibility an issue this morning, so be careful out there. And we're still got the reports of a semi-tractor trailer that is stalled out southbound I-135 right around 29th Street North. They've got some cones around it to alert traffic that it's coming up. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Hey there, Steve. Happy Friday.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to see or make note of what you're wearing on the air today on TV. Do you have a bow tie on today? You got a bow tie?
I do have a bow tie on today.
You should put a muffler around it. Maybe put a big old parka on, because it looks to me like you're going to be telling us about some cold weather coming our way here in just
goodness.
A few hours, right?
Yeah, some cold weather for sure, Steve. Really crashing temperatures once we get past this afternoon into the evening. But we'll still have a fairly mild day, even with the clouds. We'll be topping out near 50 degrees later on this afternoon. Rather windy out of the southeast at 15 to 25. Actually, I think going to help that fog diminish a little bit quicker than what we've seen the last couple of days. We'll have that patchy drizzle, too, then a better chance of rain into the afternoon, gradually starting to mix with some snow as those temperatures fall. And we'll have the windy conditions overnight with rain and snow showers, lows near 22. Ooh. Very blustery out of the northwest, 20 to 40 miles per hour, so making it feel a lot colder. But I think the good news is with this system, very quick mover, we'll have it out of here by dawn, and we'll still have some partly cloudy and blustery conditions. Highs near 29 tomorrow. It is 39 degrees right now in Wichita, but it feels more like 30 when you factor in that breeze under that rather overcast and foggy view.
Wow. Big change in temperature, about a 20, 30 degree drop or whatever. So, yeah, it's a cliche. It's Kansas. It's wintertime. You know, I'm sure you're tracking this, but the Chiefs and at Arrowhead are playing the Patriots 5:40 p.m. Sunday, and it looks like they probably won't have any snow, but it's going to be pretty chilly up there.
Yeah, I'm thinking, so you're probably going to have maybe 4 or 5. Or so inches on the ground, so that'll make it feel colder, but probably having temperatures sitting into the low to mid 20s,
yeah.
And then probably with that wind feeling more like the single digits. So going to be bundling up in the red and gold, I'm thinking, for sure.
All right. Yeah, that's a good plan. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer. Anybody out there going up for that game? If you are, it's just exactly what he said. The temperatures are going to be maybe in the low 20s with that wind chill in the teens. Of course, you'll be huddled down out of the wind quite a bit there in Arrowhead Stadium. I haven't been there for years, but I know how it's set up. And they're going to have, I imagine, they have the field in pretty good shape. All of you, they're going to have, several inches. Ted, they got the ground crew is going to be smoothing it off, I would imagine, right?
They resawed the field after last week's game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, how does that work? I would think that would make your footing a little iffy, but not.
Well, it was the field was already kind of torn up after the snow last week, so they resawed it. And it
did the Arrowhead? I know Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium. They both start. Did they both start out with artificial turf?
Yeah,
yeah. And then several years ago, Kauffman, the Royals, where the Royals play, they went back to grass. Right?
Yeah, just about every Major League Baseball stadium has gone back to grass.
Yeah,
Toronto.
When I was a kid, we played, of course, baseball. A lot of times it didn't even have any grass on the place where we played, but I noticed I have never really played ball on an artificial turf, although I've walked around on one, played a little softball on one out at Lawrence Dumont Stadium one time, celebrity game, and it makes your knees hurt just to walk around on
it. Yeah, turf now is different than turf then.
Yeah.
Now is pretty
a little more
fairly
forgiving.
Decent. Yeah, and they know how to make it much more like natural than it. I mean, yeah, it used to be. It's on a slab of concrete and a little tiny rubber pad and then this fake plastic horrible grass on top of it.
And the other thing
was horrible for players.
And the other thing is when you go to pivot on it, your foot will lock on that.
Right.
On the grass, it'll just twist.
They've gotten much more
sophisticated.
Yeah. So turf's better than it used to be, but there's still nothing like a natural surface.
How is it at retaining heat? I remember artificial surfaces.
Very
used
hot.
It's awful.
It was ridiculous, yeah. Is the new stuff just as bad, or
it's not as bad as it still gets pretty darn hot, but it's not as bad as the old days.
I'm pretty sure that's what we'll have at our new stadium here, don't you think, Ted?
I believe it's going to be grass,
and still do multi-purpose. Okay, that'll be great.
Because I think Major League Baseball requires you to have grass, pretty much if you're a minor league team.
Now,
every Major League stadium is grass. They don't want players in the minors playing on turf, and then all of a sudden they
there
have
you go.
The big leagues. It's different.
The first Major League game I ever went to in Kansas City with the dad and my uncle and cousins was at the old Municipal Stadium. You and I have been there and stood right on that corner at Brooklyn and Paseo there. And I remember that the grass, and this was it George Thomas still back then, way back then?
Oh, yeah.
The groundskeeper at the old stadium. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I guess other Major League parks were too, but I marveled at how green it was. There were no dead spots in it. They had a beautiful – again, Missouri's a good place to grow grass, in summertime. But it was
Toma
just,
was considered one of the best turf people in the world.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. So anyway, the turf in Kansas City Sunday, we're talking about 20 degrees or a little more.
Yeah, they'll do the best they can.
Yeah. If you're heading up, be ready. Take your thermos with plenty of coffee in it, I guess, or hot chocolate or something.
I don't think coffee will be the beverage of choice in a lot of those
I've heard
containers.
That's probably Okay, we had another cloudy, cool day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 38 degrees. Normal high for the day is 42. And as you heard on our weather there with TJ, tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be kind of nasty around South Central Kansas, and foggy this morning. With your driving out there, you didn't have any trouble driving in, did you? I didn't.
Nope.
Had pretty good visibility out on 54 several hours ago when I came across town, so there wasn't any problem then. But we'll keep you posted. With any tie-ups coming up in traffic here in just a minute with Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2018, and it was on this date in 1957. A trio of B-52s completed the first nonstop round-the-world flight by jet planes, landing at March Air Force Base in California after more than 45 hours aloft. Three B-52s did that. I don't know why, because that was relatively new aircraft at that time. And they're still flying the darn things. 1957. I think it was 54 when they first built a B-52. That's an awesome aircraft. If you've ever seen one, of course, at McConnell Air Force Base, they have the air show every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time I saw one up close, the wings are just, they go way out, and the end of them is about 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome, scary airplane. And it went in, and we could go up close and look up into the Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to me what I saw there was it was like a cylinder on a revolver, and a revolving cylinder. And of course, each one of these places had a place where you could put a nuclear weapon.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or a conventional weapon,
or,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's an awesome aircraft. They still fly it. It's the B-52 going around the world in about 45 hours. I wonder if they had to stop and refuel, but sure they did. They had to.
Or did they refuel in the air?
They could have. If the tankers were working, I guess they could. All right, 7:18, Steve and Ted here, KNSS here on a Friday morning. We've already started talking about sports a little bit, but let's get the real stuff Ted Woodward and the Chiefs playing for the big win, second biggest trophy there, I guess, on Sunday, right?
Yep, conference championship game. Winner goes to the Super Bowl. Two games on Sunday. Conference championships. The NFC title game is first up. The Los Angeles Rams visiting the New Orleans Saints for the NFC title. That one will kick off at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then the night game on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs host the New England Patriots in Arrowhead Stadium, and the winner advances to the Super Bowl. The last time the Chiefs got this far was 25 years ago. It's been a quarter century.
Wow.
And the Chiefs have never hosted a conference title game in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. So this is great territory for the Chiefs.
Should
getting,
be fun.
Getting to host that championship game. New England, this is old hat for the Patriots. This is the eighth straight year they have been in the AFC championship game. They're always in the top two in the conference.
And you may not like them, and you may not like Brady or Belichick or whatever, Belichick, but you can't argue with success. Those guys have done a great job.
I saw a graphic of a betting matrix of where people are wagering their money on, and the six New England, the only states that are rooting for New England are the six New England states,
that little cluster,
and
there.
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah. Because of Tom Brady. And the other 43 states are all the money's on the Chiefs.
There
so the entire nation, basically,
a lot
except
of
for New England and the state of Michigan, are rooting for the Chiefs on Sunday. So we'll see how that all goes down. Here's speaking of that, we were talking about how cold it's going to be on Sunday. Here's the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
I think the weather doesn't make any difference in how these fans are going to come out this weekend, honestly. I mean, I know this stadium's going to be rocking, and I know these fans are going to enjoy this as much as we are, trying to go out there and win the AFC and bring that Lamar Hunt trophy back.
Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Great quarterbacks, they have that ability, and he's young right now, but he has that ability to influence and make people around him better. And so he does it with his teammates. He brings a certain energy with him. This is him.
Talking about quarterback Patrick Mahomes, the youngster against the veteran Tom Brady. Patriots Chiefs. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite on home turf. Here's our rundown on Sunday. We will have the pregame show with the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network and Mitch Holtus beginning at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. At 5:30 p.m., we will have the national radio coverage from the NFL and Westwood One of the game. And then at the conclusion of the game, we'll rejoin the Chiefs Radio Network with Mitch Holtus for the postgame show. That's right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on Sunday. We've got college men's basketball tomorrow here in town. Wichita State hosting first place Cincinnati at Coke Arena. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame show at noon tomorrow. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's on 103.7 KEYN. Join me after the game. I'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there tomorrow afternoon. 7th-ranked Kansas is on the road at West Virginia tomorrow afternoon. Same tip-off, 1 o'clock for the Jayhawks. And that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Kansas State is home tomorrow afternoon, a 3 o'clock tip-off in Manhattan. K-State hosting TCU. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Wichita Thunder hockey team is on home ice tonight, 7:05 downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Kansas City Mavericks tonight. Thunder right behind KC in the standings, trying to jump over them this weekend. Women's basketball, Wichita State is home at Coke Arena on Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock tip against Houston, and that will be nationally televised on ESPNU from Coke Arena for the Shocker Ladies. JUCO men's basketball tomorrow afternoon in El Dorado, Butler Community College hosting Independence. It's the birthday of the play-by-play voice of the Butler Grizzlies, Dennis Higgins, celebrating his birthday tomorrow and calling the game on his birthday right here on KNSS.
And he must be close to 30 by now, wouldn't you think?
You would think.
He's a young-looking guy.
Dennis will be on the air, the birthday boy, at 2:45 tomorrow afternoon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hollywood looks.
Boy, no kidding.
Granite jaw.
Happy birthday to Dennis tomorrow. Happy birthday to one of my buddies that used to write with, a good sports writer at the Wichita Eagle, Colin Long.
Really?
Happy birthday to Colin.
Way to go, Colin.
And I'm going to reminisce a little bit with
you. Okay, go ahead.
40 years ago on this night, one of the more memorable games I've ever seen at Levitt Arena. Fifth-ranked, undefeated Indiana State, featuring senior Larry Bird, came into Wichita to take on the Shockers. The Shockers were without their star, Cheese Johnson. He hurt his ankle against Drake in the game before and was not available to take on the Sycamores and Indiana State that night. Larry Bird scored 31 points, had 10 rebounds, and the Shockers lost that game 94-84. Of course, Indiana State would advance undefeated to the national title game that year. But the Shockers got 27 points and 9 rebounds out of Ray Shirley. They got 12 points and 13 rebounds out of Steve Kalasinski. They gave it their best, but could not keep up with that great Indiana State team.
Dude, I think I was there, too.
And I always scratch my head and wonder, boy, if Cheese had been healthy, would the Shockers have knocked off the Sycamores that
night? Is that
the only
time Larry Bird ever played there? Because I think
he was here as a junior, too.
I think I may have seen him before.
Yeah, he came in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his senior year, that undefeated team. Came in here. Boy, I remember that one so vividly. That was 40 years ago on this night at Levitt Arena when the Shockers lost to undefeated fifth-ranked Indiana State. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
724 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update, declaring a winner in the shutdown a little too early. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.